సంపదౌ దివి భూమౌ రసాయాం నరాతీయ ద్వేష ఉద్వేగ ఆదేర్ నరాతీయ ద్వేష ఉద్వేగ ఆధీర్ మదః కలిర్వ్యసనం సంప్రాయసః మదః కలిర్వ్యసనం సంప్రాయసః పుంసాం కిలైకాంత ధీయాం సకానాం యాః సంపదో దివి భూమౌ రసాయాం నరాతీయ ద్వేష
distress due to loss samprayasah great endeavor translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada persons who are fully surrendered at the lotus feet persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the supreme personality of Godhead and always think of his lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as his own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possessions naturally increase his enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride and belligerence. Thus one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. Please repeat. Persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of His lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as His own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possessions naturally increase. His enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride and belligerence. Thus one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions, and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 4:11, the Lord says, Ye yata mam prabhatyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham, mama vartama anuvartante manushya partha sarvasaha. As devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Both Indra and Vritrasura were certainly devotees of the Lord. Although Indra took instructions from Vishnu to kill Vritrasura, the Lord was actually more favorable to Vritrasura, because after being killed by Indra's thunderbolt, Vritrasura would go back to Godhead, whereas the victorious Indra would rot in this material world. Because both of them were devotees, the Lord awarded them the respective benedictions they wanted. Vritrasura never wanted material possessions, for he knew very well the nature of such possessions. To accumulate material possessions, one must labor very hard, and when he gets them, he creates many enemies, because this material world is always full of rivalry. If one becomes rich, his friends or relatives are envious. For Ekanta Bhaktas, the unalloyed devotees, Krishna therefore never provides material opulences, material possessions. A devotee sometimes needs some material possession for preaching, but the possessions of a preacher are not like those of a karmi. A karmi's possessions are achieved as a result of karma, but those of a devotee are arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to facilitate his devotional activities. Because a devotee never uses material possessions for any purpose other than the service of the Lord, the possessions of a devotee are not to be compared to those of a karmi. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine. Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Swapatantikam Vancha Kalpata Rubhascha Kripasandubhye Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hari Hari Rama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Thank you very much for inviting me to give the class. Asim Krishna Prabhu is very merciful to me, but he is not merciful to all of you. Ahara bhaya nidra maitanam etavan runam pashibir samanam. In the matters of eating, mating, sleeping and defending, a human being is exactly like an animal. So, I used to give an example long time ago. Of course, you know, if you want to drive a car, you need gasoline. So if you want to maintain this body, all these four are required. Ahara, Bhaya, Nidra, Maitanam. All these four are required. Prabhupada calls these necessities of life. But they should be arranged in such a way that they fulfill the goal of life. Just like I say, the aeroplane is also going on the street. Car is also going on the street, but the aeroplane is meant to fly, not stay on the street. So, animals also eat and sleep. I also eat and sleep. But I'm supposed to eat and sleep for the matter of flying. But when I eat and sleep only for the matter of enjoying, then I am exactly like an animal. And worse than an animal, because an animal doesn't cause disturbance doing those things. Just like a car is also on the street and a plane is also on the street, the plane will cause more damage than the car, correct? If the pilot in the Juhu airport says, let me go and see the city, and brings the plane into the city, then it will create more tremendous problems. Like that, a human being, when I behave like an animal, I can cause more problems than an animal. That is happening in the material world. If I examine myself, I see I have barely gotten out of the animal platform. So, where are we to understand, where am I to understand the prayers of such an exalted entity as Dhritarashtra, who was a great devotee of the Lord? And as death is approaching him, he is giving his realizations, which have become part of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you can imagine, Srimad Bhagavatam is consisting of Bhagavatam classes themselves. This is a Bhagavatam class given by Dhritarashtra. On one verse, we can give hundreds of thousands of Bhagavatam classes. Each verse of Bhagavatam. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, hundreds of thousands of classes can be given without repeating. Somewhere I heard, I don't know whether it is true or not, that Srimati Radharani always cooks for Krishna dishes without ever repeating them. But of course Krishna likes dishes. You may ask for a repeat, that's a different matter. So, therefore, everything in the spiritual world is anandam ambudi vardhanam, ever increasing and ever fresh and ever new. And though these verses are also like that, and verse is beautiful and the purport is also beautiful, persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of His lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as His own personal assistants or servants. In other words, the devotees in their heart they are always carrying, the pure devotees, the lotus feet of the Lord. So I can easily understand, as soon as I read this, that I don't even know what that means, because I don't carry the lotus feet of the Lord in my heart. In the heart region is the mind, and in the mind, hrideshe, in the heart region, not in the heart, in the heart region. Just like if somebody says that the roof is above your head, it doesn't mean the roof is here. In the direction, it is there. Kahan hai, dhoondna padega. In the same way, when you say that the subtle body, the soul is in the heart, it doesn't mean you can open the heart and say, oh, I don't see the soul. If they say, in the region of the heart, you have to see it. You have, that means you have to withdraw. So, in the heart, everybody carries so many desires. You see? But the pure devotee is actually carrying the lotus feet of the Lord. Exactly like in my pocket, I am carrying the key. Chabi hai pocket mein. So, nijapadam, so the lotus feet of the Lord are considered real, not imagination. It is actually the lotus feet of the Lord. And placing the lotus feet of the Lord in the heart is same as placing, you know, the entire Lord in the heart. So it is an actual substantive lotus feet that he carries. And therefore, he carries Krishna. O Vaishnava Thakur Tamara Hriday Govinda Sada Vishram. That the Lord is always, you know, reposing in the heart of the pure devotee. And because it's a real lotus feet that the real devotee really carries, he can actually give it to anybody. Isn't it? Do you have keys in your pocket? No, in your pocket. Kurta, no. So you cannot give from your kurta keys. But if I'm actually carrying, I can give. So the pure devotee giving Krishna is not just a poetic description. No, he can actually give Krishna. So when, how does, of course as I said before, we cannot purchase the lotus feet and keep in the heart, materially. Isn't it? Just like I can purchase something and put in my pocket. So the Lord has to put His lotus feet in our hearts. And the Lord will not put that lotus feet unless the place is clean. Just like if you are walking on the road and you suddenly see some dirt and you are about to go, you'll stop and you'll go some other way. You won't put your feet there because it's dirty. So as long as my heart is dirty, how can I expect Krishna to put His lotus feet in my heart? But fortunately, Krishna is apapa vidyam, and therefore, if I am actually serious about devotional service, if I am really loving devotional service, then even though my heart is so full of nonsense, Krishna can place His lotus feet very mercifully in my heart, and I can actually also become surrendered. Maharaj Bali told Krishna, if you want more space, put it on my head. You see? So, like if Hiranyakashipu, the head was neither in the land nor in the sky. Trivikrama with first step took all the land, and with the second step took all the sky. But my head is neither in the land or nor in the sky. So he said, please, you can take this, this is my own. So, he carried his lotus feet, the Lord's lotus feet on his head, and the devotee in that way also carries the lotus feet of the Lord always in the heart. And when will the Lord be pleased with me to place the lotus feet in my heart? When I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It means, oh my dear Lord, will you please engage me in service. And so when the service comes, I should do it with great dedication. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. It is not enough to actually serve, but you have to serve with tivra. And when I examine myself, I find I waste my time so much. How can I serve Srila Prabhupada more? Therefore, attachment to the service of a pure devotee is actually the only way one can go back to Godhead. And there is no use in saying, why do I need it? I'll chant Hare Krishna. Because the very purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to get that service. So, if I chant Hare Krishna and I don't do that service, it means I'm not, there's no meaning to my chanting. Isn't it? If somebody tells me, somebody tells you, give me 10 rupees, I want to eat, and you give him 10 rupees and he goes and drinks, then what's the point? So, if we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I must expect to get service. So, when actually we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by serving the desires of the pure devotee of the Lord, then Krishna may become pleased to place his beautiful lotus feet in my heart, and then all the dirt in my heart will go away, no other way. This is the method of the devotee. When people are, that is possible if only we are fully surrendered to do service to the pure devotee, we have to be surrendered. So when you become fully surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord and always think of his lotus feet, that means thinking means placing it in the heart, because mind is in the heart, the soul is in the heart. And when you become like that, then such personalities are accepted and recognized by the Lord as his own personal assistants or servants. That means it is not a private thing to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Accepted and recognized. Which means that not only the Lord accepts such a person as his devotee, as his servant, but he also publicizes it, recognizes it. And those who don't recognize them, such great devotees as pure devotees, and serve them, then that is offense on their part. Therefore, we are making everybody read Srila Prabhupada's books, we distribute. Because he has come and he is the Jagat Guru, he is the savior of the whole world, and they should know that, and we are giving the opportunity so that they don't ignore him. So, they are recognized by the Lord as devotees means everybody recognizes them. That is the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Just like I gave the example that this is a pair of glasses, chashma. But if I don't recognize as chashma, it is not chashma. Correct? It is just a piece of matter lying there, katam. Like that, there is, the Lord has to recognize. Prabhupada gives an example that you studied in a university, you passed all the exams, still you cannot get a degree until the university in a convocation gives you a degree. Sometimes they give provisional certificate, it's the same thing. So simply passing the exams, learning everything and passing exams is not sufficient to become a doctor or engineer. You have to get the degree. Prabhupada said that in a tape, I've heard that. So Prabhupada explained costless mercy is like that. You may have done everything, but you cannot become a pure devotee unless you are recognized by the Lord. And that is His causeless mercy. So we must, before we can hope to have Krishna place His lotus feet in the heart, we have to, or I have to, always pray, oh my dear Lord, when will I get Your recognition? Because we must know that there is no other way we can become a devotee. You see?
So what happens to such personalities if he gets recognized? Do they become famous in the material world? Just like in ordinary material world, if somebody recognizes you, you get some big post, you get some money, you get name, you get fame. So what happens to those devotees when they are recognized by the Lord? You see? The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of the material world. This is the real meaning of becoming a devotee of the Lord.
Because the Lord and His energies are simultaneously one and different. So it is possible to actually be always with the Lord by anchoring always after His energies. But that is not considered a rasa. It is considered as three modes of material nature. The varieties of this world are made possible by the three modes of material nature. And the varieties of the spiritual world are made possible by five kinds of rasas. Therefore, the dealings of the spiritual world and the dealings of the material world are not at all one and the same. Following or not following? Am I making any sense or no sense? In the material world, whenever some recognition comes, the name and fame appears. If somebody gets na Bharat Ratna recognition, immediately everybody comes and you get a Nobel Prize, everybody comes and interviews you, isn't it? And in this way, and you become recognized as a great actor, then you charge hundreds of crores of rupees, so money, fame, name, all this come in the material world. But what happens to the pure devotee of the Lord? The pure devotee, he has actually understood that Krishna is different from his energies too. And therefore, he loves Krishna and not Krishna's energies. Of course, to the extent this Krishna's energies are partial, he loves them. That's a different matter. But at least from the material world point of view, he doesn't accept Krishna's energies. This is the great quality of the pure devotee, and therefore Krishna tells him, Mahatmanastu mam partha prakriti indaivam. Therefore he recognizes them as Mahatmas. They are great souls because it is not necessary for him to actually approach me. Because if he needs something, he can go to all my energies that are unlimitedly diverse. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Shruyate. So many energies of the Vishnu are there, unlimited. Just like in material energy, there are so many forms, electrical energy, mechanical energy, friction energy, like that. But all this, if you consider, everything is energy. If you play mridanga, mridanga is energy, it's a kind of energy that mridanga playing. Everybody cannot play that. It's not, you have to have that energy. Poetic energy, everything, intellectual energy. But all of them, if you put as material energy, it's one. And Krishna has got unlimited such energies. So a Mahatma is one, Krishna certifies. He is able to reject all that and see Krishna. You see? Exactly like as soon as I see Asim Krishna, I say, oh, Arivol, Asim Krishna Prabhu. I'm not seeing his, nose, his eyes, his shirt, his watch, whatever it is. I see Asim Krishna. You see? But a fly who is sitting on the body, it is only seeing that body, it is not seeing Asim Krishna. I hope no fly sit on you, but just giving example. See, so like that, the souls who are actually on Krishna, they are only seeing the material energy, they don't see Krishna. But somehow this fly-like person has developed the eyes by which he can actually see Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, I am giving you Divya Chakshu Dadamyaham. I am going to give you divine, heavenly eyes by which you can see my full form, but that is still not good enough. Hindus, they think that this Vishwarupa is the great thing. Oh, Vishwarupa Darshanam, they say. They call Mangalarti also Vishwarupa Darshanam. So they think like that. But actually, Arjuna had to get some, he had to come down to see the universal form. He was given a heavenly eyes. He already had Premanjana eyes. So when Krishna was telling Arjuna that I am giving you Divya Chakshu, it's not a promotion but a demotion. You are saying, okay, I'm going to cover your Divya transcendental eyes, Premanjana, I'm going to give you, by this you can see. And Arjuna saw, wow! And then he said, I don't like it. So Arjuna is one of those Prema Bhaktis who was able to see Krishna directly. So as a devotee, we have to give that internal avesh, maya avesha manoyema nitya yukta upasate shraddaya parayopeta same. What is that? I forgot. Tesham aham samuddatta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya aveshita chetasam. Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Man ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Rasbihar Lalita Vishakha ji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Krishna says, such persons who are looking for me, Maharaj Parikshit, Pariksha means examination. When he was in the womb of his mother, he saw in this small form, Vishnu coming very handsome, Krishna is coming inside his thing and swinging his little small gada, and he was sterling and coming, and he was just doing all this, and he was cleaning up the whole place, it was full of the radiation. And this baby was looking, who is this person? Oh, very nice. And so when he was born, the great Jyotish, they told the king, their grandparents, the Pandavas, that this boy, he has seen Krishna already in the womb of his mother, and he will spend the rest of his life always looking for that same person. Therefore he is to be called Parikshit. Whomever he saw, he examined, is this the same person that I met in the womb? Therefore he was always Krishna conscious, Parikshit Maharaj. Like that, I have to get that vision by which always I am thinking of, where is Krishna? I don't want to see this. Therefore in the Isha Upanishad there is actually this prayer that please remove this curtain, I want to see you. So, anyway, so therefore, these points are there that he has already rejected the energies of the Lord for the Lord. And usko aisa dene se kya fayda hota hai? Correct? He has already rejected the material energy, and whether it is, therefore the word is here, ya sampado. Ya is in plural. Like those is plural, but all those people, that's even more plural. Haribo. Naam kya hai tumhara? So, you see, the point is that ya sampada, like those, all those people, simply he said those, it's not, all those, like that, ya sampada means, there are so many kinds of opulences in all the three worlds. You see? And, these are, sometimes there are bilaswargas, and the bilaswargas are more opulent than even heavenly planets, the lower heavenly planets. Therefore, there is no limit to material opulences everywhere, and ya sampada, he says, all these, there is nothing, don't think that I only counted these opulences here, in the middle planetary system, or the lower planetary system, or only the heavenly, everywhere. He said, Lord Krishna does not give them. Suppose you say, I am trying to become a devotee, but still I desire material things. Then what does Krishna say? Even to them he doesn't give. Ami jnani, right? Keno divo. He is asking in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, I am a jnani, he doesn't know, but I know. Why should I give him material things? Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that if you want anything really material, please do not go to the banks of river Yamuna, because, and then look for Krishna, because then everything will be gone. In South India, sometimes people also say, oh, you should not keep Krishna in the house, because with the flute he will blow, and when he blows, all everything material will go away. Well, that is very good. What is wrong with that? But they think it's a bad thing. That's a very typical mentality you can find in South Indian people. I don't know whether North India they say like that, but in South it's like that. Some people say, many. So, Krishna does not give. Not only Krishna doesn't give, you know, the devotee also doesn't desire. Therefore, when Arjuna and Duryodhana were asked, Duryodhana chose all the sainya of Krishna and Arjuna chose Krishna. That is very natural. It was not like calculating. It's natural. Therefore, the Alvars means exactly Goswamis. There are 12 Goswamis in the Sri Vaishnava tradition. And one of the Alvars sung, Peri Alvar. Right? இச்சுவை தவிரையான் போய் இந்திர லோகம் வாழும் அச்சுவை பெரினும் வேண்டேன் அரங்கமானகருளானே. இச்சுவை மீன்ஸ் திஸ் டேஸ்ட் ஏ ரஸ் அபி ஜோ மில்தா ஹை முஜே ஆப்கா சேவா சே. இச்சுவை ஏ ரஸ் இச்சுவை தவிர இஸ்கோ யூனோ அலக் ரக்கே யான் போய் இந்திர லோகம் வாழும் ஈவன் இஃப் ஐ பிகம் அ இந்திரா. Indra does not, Indra means we must understand who is Indra, not an ordinary person. At 10 o'clock in the morning in Indra's court, all the 330 million demigods in the morning, they are assembled to give report. Can you imagine his office? You go to my office, nobody comes. And you go to president's office, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 people will come. But 330 million demigods appear in his court every morning to give report. Chandra, Surya, everybody. And Indra is sitting on the court and in such a fantastic throne. And you see, imagine, that is called Indra Bhogam. So Indra Bhogam is not an ordinary thing. Indra Bhogam is not an ordinary thing. So, that Indra also, he says, I don't want that Indra Bhogam. They genuinely don't want. Ichuvai tavira yan po Indra Logam alum, achuvai perinam vendin, I don't want that. So neither do they want, nor does the Lord give, and so everything is very wonderful. Suppose you say, what is the harm? After all, he is a pure devotee. Kya farak padta hai? Give some little opulence. Then Vritrasura is saying, a very brilliant prayer. Because he says, his complete prayer, he says, because when one possesses material opulence, because the non-devotee is, he recognizes, may become afraid. Oh, Krishna ka paisa ke hum jaye, agar hum jayenge to kuch nahi milega. Then what is the use? Better you go to Shiva, better you go to Ganesha. No, he says that when one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, it doesn't matter. Dukalayam, everything is miserable place. His possessions naturally increases enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride, belligerence. So because of having everything material, actually we have to suffer, and we don't understand that. Prabhupada says in the purport, if one becomes rich, his friends or relatives are envious. If you become rich, not that your enemies are envious, your own friends and relatives are envious. Wow. That, it requires Prabhupada to write it. So Prabhupada knows this purport so thoroughly. He is writing that your own relatives will. And if the relatives are not envious, this man is also not happy. Yeah. The person, he has got a new bungalow. All his relatives he invites for Graha Pravesh. And they must come and see and say, oh wow, very nice, wonderful. 4 BHK house, amazing, oh such a nice view. If people just come, or they don't come, or they come and just simply, oh okay, now I'm going. And if they are not envious, he is very unhappy, he thinks something is wrong. Kya ho gaya, nam itna mehnat karke itna naik achcha makan banaya, then these fellows are not even angry, envious. That's why he's angry if they don't come, because he feels neglected. A man gets a very beautiful wife and everybody has to say, oh wow, he's so lucky, he got such a nice, beautiful. And if nobody says that, he feels very dejected. So this envy is required. Envy is the fuel for the envious heart. Arjuna is asking Krishna, what is karma? And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna replies, karma is that by which you get another body. Krishna says, you know, that by karma you get another body. That is the definition of karma. So you do work with your body, and what will happen? You'll get another body. And the same way of sin, what is the definition of sin? Sin is that which makes you again sin. So if I sin in this life, I must know I have sinned like this before, therefore I am sinning again. In the Bhagavatam there is a verse that just like by seeing the summer in this year, you can know what is the summer in Bombay last year and what will be the summer next year. Like that, by looking at the person, you can tell what was his past and what is his future. So, it's a sin. It's the same way if you do good activities, it will propel you to make good activities. And you love Krishna, and that love will give you more love. So, unlimitedly we can get material karma, or unlimitedly we can get Krishna's prema, and the choice is ours. And thus, one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions. So, you work very hard to make money, but after you make money, you have to work very hard to maintain it. You see? Time kya ho gaya? 8:40. So, it is not only that you get material possession, to maintain it you have to work very hard. You follow? So somebody has got millions of dollars. He is very worried because every day he keeps it like that. Its money, its value is going down. You have money, people will come and tell you, don't keep money because the value is going down. Do something with it. And then there is anxiety, what should I do with it? Should I buy land? Should I buy this land? Should I buy a house? Should I invest in stock? And I put it in stock and then you are worried. So much anxiety is there. And he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. So somebody says, now why should I lose? If I get money, I'll take care of it carefully. No, there will be a time called death when you have to lose everything. And at that time, if you are so attached to these material things, you will be so unhappy, not you, the person will be so unhappy that he cannot remember Krishna. Oh, the entire body, it is not possible to remember Krishna at the time of his death because you are so much attached to the things and they are being taken away. And as soon as they are being taken away, you will cry, oh, don't. And the subtle body is also going, the soul is saying, don't take it away. The Yamradutas are dragging and you run behind it. And they'll put it in another body and you like that subtle body so much. And even though the gross body is like a dog, I say, I will live there. Oh, what a fall. So these things have to be continually, you know, meditated upon. Therefore, Srimad Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, we have got to continually think about these things. 24 hours, that is called Krishna consciousness. That we hear and we meditate. But you cannot meditate using the mind. Man is, even though it is said in the spiritual world, is actually there is no difference between those things. So, it is said that when death comes, we cannot remember. Then how we can become devotee? How can I remember Narayana Parayana? Ante Smriti. In the end of the life, I must remember Krishna. How am I going to do that? Therefore, we must be very alert. A life that is unexamined is not worth living. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, introspection is the wealth of a devotee. The devotee is always introspecting. What is wrong with me? Why am I like this? Why am I like that? The devotee is never count. If there is a Christian saying, count your blessings. The devotee doesn't do that. The devotee doesn't say, oh, I'm getting up for Mangalati, I'm going for this, I'm going for... No. He's always thinking, what's wrong with me? And there's plenty, believe me. At least it's somebody like me. Therefore, it is said that, so material is the karmi. So the position of the devotee is never to be considered as same as karmis, but we have to be devotees by loving Krishna. And loving Krishna means loving our service that comes to us. Because that's why we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why we are chanting. We may think something is good for us, but if we are not qualified, then the very thing will actually become our source of distress. Just like I used to give an example. Somebody does not know driving, but he saw in the newspaper an advertisement, get into this lottery and no cost for the ticket, and then you will put a lottery, and if you win the lottery, you will get a very super fast sport car, which is worth maybe, you know, $500,000. Free Rolls Royce car or whatever it is, Lamborghini or whatever they call it. And he applied for the lottery and he won the prize. So he thinks that, now I got a great car, but he has forgotten, he doesn't know how to drive. And therefore his troubles are only beginning, and he got into this car and he's going, he hits somewhere, he kills somebody. He goes, he breaks his neck, because he doesn't know how to drive. So if we don't know how to use material opulences and we pray for them, they will actually become the source of our misery. The karmis cannot understand that. As devotees, everybody understands, and we have to increase that. And that. So it is to be understood that, you know, the devotee's position is very different. And Prabhupada says sometimes that a devotee for his preaching purposes needs material opulences, but we should not think of him as a karmi. You cannot say that a devotee who is going and making money for Krishna, collecting money, he is so attached to money. Oh no, that is actually an offense, because he is using it for Krishna, he doesn't use it for himself. Similarly, a devotee sometimes has to collect knowledge to serve Krishna. We should not foolishly say, he's jnani. No. So especially in scientific preaching we are doing, we have to study and we have to get so much of understanding. But we should not say, this is all jnana. No, it is bhakti. So, he is having this position sometimes, but they are actually meant for only serving Krishna. And therefore, all these things do not affect him. It actually increases his service. So even material opulence, when it is in devotional service, increases your bhakti. Whereas, when we are not devotees, the same material opulence will decrease our bhakti, because people forget Krishna. Therefore, it is said that material energy acts like a friend for the devotee and the enemy for the non-devotee. So these are all, you know, the points that are said in the verse and also explained by Srila Prabhupada. And Vritrasura was an extraordinary devotee, great Mahabhagavata, and no one can give such a lecture at the time of approaching death. No, Srimad Bhagavatam class he was giving. Same thing if you see Srila Prabhupada, his final pastimes, he is there, Prabhupada is dictating Bhagavatam purports just a day before he left the planet, and he was saying, in America, continental America, before the white man came there were red Indians, and after the white man goes, you know, America was there before they came, and America will be there even after they leave. But in between they come and say, this is our land. Similarly, there's a family house, it was there before he was born, and it will be there after he dies, but during his period, he thinks, this is my house. Therefore, aham mameti, me and mine, and this actually, are, you know, the cause of fall down of the living entity. And as devotees or aspiring devotees, we want to forget all this and we want to actually somehow focus on Krishna. Any questions or comments? Time ho gaya. 8:50. 9 o'clock I was told there is some. Kirtan Mandal. Anybody has any questions? Yes. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
In this verse and Prabhupada many times told ki lotus feet of the Lord. And sometimes told his instruction. So what is exactly lotus feet means? Like we are not understand, but for understanding what is exactly lotus feet means, how they meditate, what they meditate, how they understand.
Achintya, the same question was asked to Prabhupada in the beginning. What is that verse? Yat pada pallava? No. What is that verse? Bhagavatam verse. Samashita ye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yaso murare babambudir vasapadam padam param padam napadam yadvipadam natesham. Prabhupada answered. That padam actually means lotus feet. And he is quoted a verse with all full of lotus feet. Samashita ye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yaso murare babambudir vasapadam padam param padam param padam 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 yadvipadam natesham. Are. What a verse Prabhupada quoted. So you study that verse. So this question was asked and Prabhupada answered. So we cannot achintya. Therefore, until you actually see the lotus feet, you cannot conceive it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once wrote that suppose you have become such a great devotee that tomorrow by material calculation you are going to see Krishna, or you are going to see him the next second. By the time you would have already experienced Krishna so much. Every devotee has experience of Krishna already. Even if you are so full of such experiences, when you see Krishna, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you will go, oh my God. You could have never imagined Krishna is like that. Therefore, achintya. And therefore, jnaninas tattva darshina. So you can actually understand the lotus feet, not by description of lotus feet, but by contemplation of the points we have made. There's no other way. Are you following? Just like suppose somebody asks you, how does this cell phone work? You can say cell phone is, you press here, you press here. That is one way of working. It is around the bow, it will become on. That means you also don't know. So, thoda padke bata sakta hai. Oh, the nails on the lotus feet of the Lord are like rubies. It's all described. And from each toe of the Lord comes actually such effulgence that it defeats the beauty of thousands of moons. But somebody says, actually this is a cell phone. The cell phone is so designed that actually it has got a receiver. And then the satellite signals are coming and it decodes and it describes all the electronics. Oh, he knows. Like that, whatever we are discussing about today in the class, that is a description of the lotus feet. Material world is like that. We should not forget Krishna and we should remember, we should chant, we should get service. That is called lotus feet. Are you following? This is a deep discussion of lotus feet. Of course, when you know exactly how cell phone works, still button dabaneka, that's okay. So like that, even if you know everything, still it is a fact that the lotus feet of the Lord are as described. But for us, we have to learn about the lotus feet by hearing. In one harmonious article, I've read it myself, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote that you cannot go on parikram of Vrindavan by yourself. He said that is nonsense. He actually said it's a mundane piece of land you are going around. He has written that, mundane piece of land you are going around, Vrindavan. Then how to do parikrama? He says, and you cannot go, yahan keshi ghate, yahan jayenge. No, this is sevak, yahan jayenge. This is not parikrama, he says. That's how parikrama is there. We go to every place and hear some. Anyway, I don't want to. But this I read in Harmonist. He says that you have to go with a pure devotee around Vrindavan. He will see the Vrindavan and he will talk. He writes exactly this. I'm not giving some purport. It's exactly this. And he will talk and he will say how you are not the body, and that is Vrindavan Parikrama. Because you have to see the Vrindavan through his eyes, and he will speak whatever is good for you to learn. Are you following what I'm saying? Therefore, Shravanam, you want to understand what is lotus feet, you have to hear, and that hearing begins in whatever way Bhagavatam speaks. It is talking about lotus feet, but it is also saying material possessions or kleshadi, it will give you, you know, suffering, and you know, you shouldn't want it, it's like that. You follow? But still, if you want to understand the lotus feet, you can see every day, it's there. I am so full, number one, I don't look at it. Mostly I am only directly looking at the face of the Lord. It is nonsense. But I should only look at the lotus feet of the Lord and somehow take it with great respect and place in my heart. It's possible. That is why that we come every day and look at the Lord. The Lord will say, hey, don't look so much, enough. Like, who was that servant? Kaliya Krishna? I forget his name. And he was a nice devotee, and one day when Lord Chaitanya, nobody could actually, where the Lord washed his feet, there was mud also, nobody could take it. And one day he suddenly appeared, and then when he put his hand, when the Lord took his lotus feet and put it in the air for Govinda to wash, he put his hand. And Lord saw him and didn't say anything. And then Govinda put the water, he took. And the water washed his lotus feet and he drank it. And Govinda put once more, he drank it. And third time he put it and he put his hand, Lord Chaitanya said, that's enough. Okay. So he may say for us, but for devotees, pure devotees, he never say that's enough. In fact, he anchors. If they don't look at him, he's a little bit worried. Why you are not looking at me? In the Alwar, in the Vishnus, there are hundreds of Vishnu temples, and in these Vishnu temples, many of them, the Alwars went and sang. So these are known as deities who got songs from the Alwars. They became famous. And there is one temple in which the deity came, the Alwar came, and it was noon time or something, bhog time, the doors were closed, so he left. There was another Vishnu temple nearby, he went there. And he sang for the deities. Then when the lunch was over, Lakshmiji told the Lord, what is the use, just you are wasting your time eating lunch, and your devotee came and went, and you didn't get a song, and you will never be known as a Lord who got the song. The Lord said, oh my God, I didn't know that he came, and of course he knew. Then she said, what should I do? He said, go right now behind him and bring him back and make him actually sing a song for you. Then the Lord told, he keep the door open, and he ran and he caught him and he said, what do you mean? He just came there and he went away without singing for me. Then he said, okay, I'll come. And he came and he took darshan of the Lord and he sang. There is one such temple near Chennai, like that. Are you following? So, lotus feet of the Lord, we have to hear in a congenial way. And then the lotus feet of the Lord will reveal themselves in our heart. Yes, last question. What is the question? There it is. Jaldi, 9 ho gaya.
मेरे को सिर्फ इतना ही पूछना है कि ये भगवत विद्वा भगवान को जानने का विज्ञान है, प्रारंभिक विज्ञान। यदि तुम और अधिक जानना चाहो तो श्रीमद् भागवत पढ़ो, और यदि तुम प्रगाढ़ भगवत प्रेम में हो तो चैतन्य चरितामृत पढ़ो। तुम्हारा भगवत प्रेम और भी अधिक प्रगाढ़ कैसे बने? वह चैतन्य चरितामृत है। तो भगवद गीता प्रारंभिक ग्रंथ है गुरु जी, मैंने कुछ नहीं ज्यादा पढ़ा, तो क्या मैं इसको खरीद कर पढ़ू यहाँ से?
वेरी गुड,
मुझे समझ में आएगा मेरे पढ़ने से।
गुड,
हिंदी में मिलेगा? मिलता है, धन्यवाद।
ओ, हिंदी में? अच्छा, ही सेइंग देयर यू रीड भगवद गीता एंड चैतन्य चरितामृत। शी इज आस्किंग वेदर, यस, यहाँ दुकान है, उसमें हिंदी में किताब मिलता है। भगवत गीता चैतन्य चरितमृत सब मिलता है, आप ले सकता है. सो व्हाई दैट इज द बुक स्टॉल, बुक स्टॉल पीछे है, वहां जाके आप ले सकता है.
ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद साइंटिफिक प्रीचिंग प्रोग्राम की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी.